The sound of Dublin Railway Station, Houston Raceway Station. I'm tagging myself onto Teamwork, and we're going Teamwork PM, and we're heading for a hotel in Ballsbridge. And I haven't yet got my accommodation sorted out, but on the train I found out of a wonderful app which enables you to find a place to stay in people's houses in cities all over the world, and I hadn't heard about it before. Guys, what's the name of that app you were telling me about for accommodation?
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Yeah, I'm very impressed with it. I haven't yet got it to get me a bed for the night, but I'm very impressed. We're here, and this is the sound of the city. But John Peavoy has gone off in the direction of his hotel. So the first thing people do when they arrive in Dublin for the Web Summit is they go find their hotel. The next step is to get into a taxi, and we found one big enough to take six of us. So there's six large men here in this taxi here. And I've taken out of my bag a thing called Innovation Dublin 2012. It's the special report in the Irish Times from Monday, October the 15th. It's a 56-page guide to this year's Innovation Dublin Festival. Truthfully, I know nothing about this, except that inside there's a piece on the Dublin Web Summit. It says 3,000 expected, last year 1,500, so it's double that. 200 speakers, it mentions Paddy Cosgrave, says when it's on, and here are the people who it says are most interesting. Internet activist Wael Ghonim, G-H-O-N-I-M. He was instrumental in the Democratic Revolution in Egypt, right, so he's going to be there. I've heard of him before. Another one is film director Barry Sonnenfeld, who's one of the most recent announcements, and he actually directed Men in Black. He's also been Esquire's digital man, so whatever that means, he's obviously important. Then the head of Skype, the co-founder in Skype, is going to be there. Nicholas Zennström, so he's there, and he's already a key investor in Angry Birds. That's the one that my family used to be mad about. Then, they do a feature here about the noted female entrepreneurs, and there's an initial list of 10 speakers, and they include Cindy Gallup. Now, I'm reading, I don't know this, because she's a controversial TED speaker who founded Make Love Not... Oh, I've been told to talk to her. Make Love Not Porn. That's a really good one. I'm very keen to get to speak to her. And she's also behind a thing called If We Ran the World, which encourages businesses, non-profit organizations and individuals, I quote, to come together to make a difference through micro-actions. Right. Another woman who's on is Wildfire's Victoria Ransom. Well, now, I know her company sold to Google for about $350 million or something. She's speaking there. Mozilla's Michelle Baker. I love this. Science expert Deborah Bierbikes and PayPal's Louise Phelan. So, of the local talent, I see Stripe's Patrick Collison mentioned here. He was mentioned by Teamwork TM, Stripe. So, he's obviously a bit of a star. And we're being urged to hang around for the Spark of Genius competition, which is 100 companies. I see. We pitch their ideas. Teamwork TM, do you pitch to 100? Are you PM? Sorry. Do you pitch to? Are you part of the 100 companies pitching or not?
No.
You're beyond that, aren't you? Yeah. These are people who are following in the footsteps of Teamwork PM, and they're pitching their ideas to tech heavyweights such as YouTube co-founder Yawid Karim. So there we are. That's 1,000 entries to that. And they're down to 100. So this is what you read about. I meant to read this on the train, to be absolutely honest, but it's getting more and more interesting. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing who's to be found in the hotel. Bye.